The steady beat of her unborn baby's heart is a comfort for Elizabeth Vecellio.
I'm excited.
She lives in Brackettville, 35 miles from the border with Mexico, a country where Zika is already being spread by mosquitoes. But the health threat really hasn't been on her radar.
I've heard some things about it. I haven't really followed too much. I don't have that many concerns because I don't really feel like it's here where it's a big deal.
It's true that no cases of local transmission by mosquitoes have shown up in Texas, yet. Many infectious disease specialists say it's not a matter of if, but when. A year ago, many obstetricians had never heard of this virus. Maternal-fetal medicine specialist Dr. Patrick Ramsey of University Health System says now Texans have to pay attention.
So that means we all need to be using mosquito repellents. We all should be trying to avoid travel to countries where there might be Zika infection prevalent. Because once the mosquito population does have the Zika virus, then it could spread to anybody, men or women.
Women infected with Zika during the early stages of pregnancy have up to a 13% chance of delivering a baby with a small head and brain damage, a devastating condition called microcephaly, plaguing several thousand babies in Brazil. It's unclear what health problems Zika infections can cause in the second and third trimesters. Microcephaly causes seizures, learning issues, vision loss, feeding problems. Elizabeth and her husband Anthony know what it's like to deal with birth defects. They had a baby with spina bifida. Anthony says people need to take the risk of birth defects seriously.
People don't really think about those things prior to having a baby, but it's a lifelong ordeal and has consequences that you're going to deal with for a long time.
Zika prevention begins with our own bodies and our own backyards. Dumping standing water destroys mosquito breeding grounds. Doctors advise pregnant patients to use mosquito repellent with DEET, wear long-sleeve shirts and long pants, and stay indoors in air conditioning whenever possible. Zika-carrying mosquitoes are active during the day. Also, clothes can be sprayed with a chemical called permethrin. Dr. Ramsey says University Hospital is planning to open a Zika clinic in anticipation of cases to come.
We've been talking for the past month about getting a process in place for patients to be able to be referred into us if they've been diagnosed with Zika so that we can get them in for the appropriate testing, for ultrasound surveillance of the pregnancy, and provide counseling for their further care.
So far, none of Ramsey's patients have tested positive.
I've had probably about a dozen patients where we've actually screened for Zika so far, knock on wood, they've all been negative. But we're anticipating with the mosquitoes being everywhere today and with some cases emerging in Florida at least that we may start to see that in South Texas as well.
If women are infected with Zika, the CDC advises waiting 8 weeks before trying to become pregnant. If women have traveled to a Zika-infected area or have had sex with a man infected with Zika, they are also told to wait 8 weeks before trying to conceive. A man should wait even longer before trying to conceive with his partner. Zika lives in sperm for up to 6 months. Men are advised to use condoms during that waiting period. The virus can spread through sex. The good news? So far, Zika infections show no impact on future pregnancies. Like many expectant mothers in San Antonio, Ronnie Medina is keenly aware of the risks this insidious infection poses to her unborn baby.
The news and things that were posted on social media, and then especially with the Olympics going on and the big fuss about all of that, it's always on my mind. You know, I've seen what the little heads look like, and first-time mother, very overwhelming.
Medina's physician, Dr. Ometiodo Acosta of the UT Health Science Center, sees dozens of patients each week. The resounding question on many patients' lips, should I have a baby right now?
I've had several patients who have actually considered not getting pregnant during this time because of the unknowns of Zika.
Acosta has spent much of his time quelling fears for women like Medina.
Dr. Acosta is a great physician and he does a really good job about calming me down.
While Acosta says he does not discourage South Texas women from getting pregnant, his colleague Ramsey is a bit more circumspect.
I think if you could delay pregnancy, it might not be the worst thing in the world. But if you're using mosquito repellents and you're cautious about being exposed to mosquitoes, I've seen no reason why you couldn't get pregnant anytime.
In the newborn nursery at University Hospital, the sound of a healthy baby is all new parents want to hear. Not the sound of high-tech medical care for a damaged newborn with lifelong disabilities caused by a virus spread by the bite of a tiny mosquito. Wendy Rigby, Texas Public Radio News.